Hey, welcome bij Jarmo FMG.
Well,
one, two.
Your hands, everybody.
I'm spitting.
Get down.
Jarmo FM.
Yes, 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 lieve luisteraars. Welkom bij Jarmo FM van zondag 16 september. Vandaag hebben we een hele mooie, prachtige blues special. Want het is vandaag zondag, we gaan lekker ontspannen. Ik heb een hele speciale gast in mijn uitzending zitten vandaag. Reverend Rooster Kingfish. Welkom, my man.
All right.
Rooster, you took someone with you. Can you introduce her to us?
I brought my best friend with me. Her name is Bettina Widdershoven. Widdershoven.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Welkom allebei in onze show. We're going to talk in English this show because we have an American guest today.
What?
And it's going to be very, very special. He has a blues band right now. Well, multiple blues bands. But we're going to play first the song of his new band, The Other Muse, Knocking at Your Door. Because we are knocking at your door. We're going to play some blues. So let's go. Ah. That woke me up, man.
It woke everybody up.
Oh, you heard it at The Other Muse van Reverend Rooster Kingfish. Again, welcome to the studio. I'm very proud you're here. And that was the first song of your new CD. Right?
Yeah, called Here with the Blues. We co-wrote it with Gary Wagman, who's out of Los Angeles, one of the oldest blues DJs in L.A. In fact, he is the oldest. We produced a song also on that album called Here with the Blues. And, yeah, it was a great time making that album.
It's a very nice album, man. I gave it to my mom for her birthday.
Good God, what did she do? Nah, that
oh,
must,
man, she was so happy, man. Yes, she got hurt, but she was very happy getting hurt. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell everybody, if you're going to listen to the album, go into the bathroom, turn the lights out, and put your headphones on, play it real loud. Loud! Have mercy. You might come out the bathroom butt naked. All right.
All right.
I might miss some butt naked.
Nou ja, zoals je hoort is Rooster een hele charismatische, geweldige topgast. En we gaan gewoon even lekker door. So Rooster, you're also from L.A., right?
I am. I'm out of L.A. I was born in Hollywood, California. Moved south to Long Beach.
So you were a born movie star.
LB, yeah. And I quickly, when I grew up and became a man, I ran back to Hollywood. All right. And now I'm living in Pasadena, where it's a little more quiet. I ain't got to put up with all that noise in the city. I make my own noise.
But you were the mayor, right? You're the mayor of that town.
I'm the mayor of my street. I'll tell everybody on my street how to behave. Number one rule is going to be loud music. All right.
I like that, man. I like that. You should live in Southeast, in the Bellman, man. They play a loud music outside over there as well.
Yeah, I like some shits. That's good. When you play the music, you can't help but feel good when you listen to music.
I would also like to say that most of our listeners also come from Southeast. There are a lot of people from the Caribbean, a lot of African people living over there, and they like to play loud music outside, so we might have to go jam there sometime.
Yeah, I might end up down in your neighborhood. I'll let your parents know that I'm coming now, because I'm coming, I'll make a lot of noise. All right.
So Rooster, what are you doing in Amsterdam?
Well, I came to see my longtime friend, Bettine Widdershoven, who was here, and she invites me to come down. I play all the clubs and make a scene in the streets of Amsterdam because I love all the people that live here. The diversity, the togetherness, you know. We had a little soiree over at the record, Michael's Michel Vinel.
Michel Vinel, yeah, zeker. Daar gaan we zo ook nog. We're going to play something. We're going to play a live recording of the jam session we organized over there. Because last Sunday we organized a jam session at Michel Vinel with Rooster Kingfish and some local artists, which was very, very, very a lot of fun. So we're going to play it in a minute. But what are the differences between Amsterdam and LA, Rooster?
Well, the difference is L.A., first off, is a very large city. Second thing, there are a lot of musicians and talent all over that place. Although there's talent here in Amsterdam, but it's sort of condensed, it's consolidated. There, it's spread out. Everywhere you go, someone's got talent, so it makes you stay on your game. And I like that, because then you interact with other musicians and their ideas, and magic happens. And let's face it, the goal of playing music is to make yourself feel good and the people listening. Then everybody's having a party. If you can achieve that, you're winning.
that's right, man. I think we achieved that last Sunday, man.
I believe we did. Now, I know I left home. I was happy. I was smiling from ear to ear. People had to put their sunglasses on. I was smiling so much.
I had to say, man. I had the feeling that, like, all my joy was, like, floating outside of all my ear holes, and I don't know.
That's right, baby.
I had a smile on my face, and I couldn't hide it to anyone. So, and you started out with the song from Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, way back when I was a kid, I was inspired by, I'm 10 years old. My sister plays the Jimi Hendrix album, Are You Experienced? On that song, on that album, there was a song called Hey Joe. And I heard it in the musical chord progression, touched me listening to it. The way it stroked my soul made me feel, wow, this is my calling. And ever since then, I'd been pursuing music rather vigorously. But Hey Joe was the song that really, I think, was a turning point, one of those songs that really influenced me. So because of that, even though the song's been played a million times by a million different people, it has its own place in my heart, and I'll always cherish that song.
Oh, nice. And we also had like a unusual set of instruments with the song, because I think it's normally played with guitars and only a drummer.
Yeah, guitar, bassist, and drum normally do it. There was a band called The Leaves. I think there were five guys, a keyboard, bass, drum, and guitar, and a singer. And they recorded the song originally that I know of. Mm-hmm. But there have been many entities. A guy named Kingfish out of Kentucky, I believe it is. You could see his videos on YouTube. He has a great rendition of it, of Hey Joe. But we all have our own flavor to it. Just that song was dear to me. So I go to the record shop, Michael's place. And I meet a guy there named Joe who's a really good spirit. And I'm very in tune to spirits, just energies. And he played the first set with me. And I said, you know what? We're going to do the first song because I just met you. You're Joe. Let's have musical intercourse. Let me do it to you in your ear hole. And this is what came of it. A cellist came in.
A cellist,
We had a saxophone player there. I was playing bass and singing. And the energy was amazing at that record store. I wish you had been there. I can't describe it on the radio.
Yes, we're gonna try to put the same vibe as last Sunday here because I have a recording of the play on the Sunday. So let's hear it. Ik ga even een stukje laten horen van de Hey Joe samen met lokale artiesten uit Amsterdam en samen met Rooster Kingfish bij Michiel Vinil. Dus let's go. He don't even know yet. He's gonna be my wingman.
All right. Old Jimi Hendrix song, play along. Thank you.
I was back in the vibe, man. I was totally back in the vibe, man.
You know, the cello added such a different flavor to the song. It made it really emotional, spiritual for everybody.
Yeah, it was a lot heavier or something. Yeah. Sad part,
like a sad feel to it. But that goes to show how music makes you feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. Because even if you didn't hear the vocals, you just felt the way the cello was playing and the mood of it made you feel a certain emotion. That is the magic of the basis of music. That's why I do this. I love to watch people jam when I'm grooving and the music's in the pocket and they all become one entity.
Yes, and everyone was enjoying their ass off, man. It was a very good day, man. I hope we can do it again someday.
I'll be back. You know me. I'm always coming. It's my home away from home right here.
Good, man. Good.
So
Rooster, can you... can you tell me something else about your career? I mean, you had a very long career. I know you played with a lot of big names. And tell me more about your career.
You know, listen, I started out as a drummer. And I've been drumming for a total of 52 years. I played with the Sly Stone, Barry White, Maxi Priest, Chambers Brothers, the Coasters. And, you know, I'm just a supporting member in that situation. But I watch how these particular artists served a particular flavor of music to the crowd. And through the years, I gathered that experience along with the songs I love. And knowing it all came from the basis of blues, mm-hmm, made it real easy to express. Everyone could identify with it. Blues, I guess, is the most simplest form of any. So rock and roll's out of there. You get rap out of that. You get funk out of that. You get jazz out of that. Everything came from blues. So coming back and discovering that and then blossoming, because I later became a bass player 8 years ago. And you never really learn your instrument. You're constantly working on it and learning it every day. Every time you, mm-hmm, do a show, every time you do a studio session, you learn.
And so you were only a percussionist before
well, a
8 years ago.
Not even a percussionist. I played the trap set. I can play percussion just because I had rhythm. Mm-hmm. But I was a drummer. I was paid as a drummer. And, you know, at one time I had my own rock funk band called Planet Z. We were signed to CBS Records. Sony Music bought CBS Records and they dropped everyone new off the roster. So I took a bit of a nasty attitude towards music because I'm growing. And I felt like I took it personal and left the business for 15 years and only worked in the movies, making movies. So I worked as a special effects technician. I worked on Titanic.
Serious?
For Red October, Das Boot, and Barbed Wire were the features I worked on top of numerous commercials, building and rigging things. So I always had a construction background.
Mm-hmm.
So I would fall on that in between when the gigs weren't there.
I mean, yeah, that's also a part of the artist's life. Most artists, like, they don't get paid or anything.
They don't. But I got paid in the movies now. They would pay me $50 an hour. You know, you work a minimum $10 days, minimum 10. Even if you didn't work 10, even if you worked 2, you still got paid for 10.
Mm-hmm.
So my pockets were fat. I had jingle in my jangle. But the only difference is, you know, I got older. Like at 50, the kids that come out of film school, hire their people, you know, the kids that were doing the stuff the productions with when they were going through school. So obviously the wave turned over, they became the new directors, they hired their friends, and they don't call the old dogs that know everything. Broke my heart. It cut me deep. It cut me where I bleed so much I had to go start singing the blues again. So I picked up the bass guitar, put a blues band together, and now I'm doing this nasty, raw, just nasty guttural.
Raw blues. Yeah, man.
You know, this song I wrote, Ain't Going Down, it should be on that album.
Oh, we're going to play it right
here
now,
the blues.
Man.
That song was born out of the hurt from not being called back to work in the movies anymore. And what CBS Records did to me, this is me telling society, I ain't going down like that. This is a song also I wrote.
So, okay, so you already did the pronunciation.
Let's just
play it, man.
Well,
this is Reverend Rooster Kingfish with Ain't Going Down. Let's go, guys.
outstanding on a corner Fifth and Main. I was making time. I'm making time with the judge man. He said, buy my drugs. I sell all the thugs. I said, no, thanks, man. Cause them drugs will drive you insane.
Yes, sir, they will. Now, look out, baby.
I don't believe the things they're selling me now. I ain't gone down. I'm listening, yeah, to the things in the news. Lord, that don't look good. And that's why I'm singing the blues. You got people doing killings. Ain't even thinking about their children. That's the reason why. The reason why I wear my running shoes. I don't believe the things they're telling me now. I ain't going down, yeah. I ain't going down, no, baby. Hey!
Ja, Yeah.
All right. She's Don't still... y'all go down either.
He's still singing the blues. He ain't going down.
I ain't going down. I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
Welkom terug bij Jarmo FM hier op zondag 16 en 9 september. We zijn nog steeds met Reverend Rooster Kingfish van The Other Mules. En Bettine in mijn studio. En het is hier heel gezellig. We zijn hier lekker blues aan het luisteren. So back to English, my friend. That was I Ain't Going Down van The Other Mules. So you're still singing the blues.
I'm still singing, but I ain't gonna quit till they put me underground. But in the meantime, till I go underground, every day above ground put me in the bonus round. All right.
That's how we like to hear it, man. Rooster Kingfish is de meest charismatische man die ik ooit heb ontmoet, in ieder geval wat zijn stem betreft. Dus ik vind het allemaal prachtig hier in de studio, in ieder geval. Laten we dat even voorop stellen. So, Rooster, what are the other projects going around right now?
I have another project going on called Mudfoot. All right, Mudfoot's a three-piece band. I'm playing the bass and lead singing in it. Olivier Skoziak from France, Nancy in particular.
France?
He's playing guitar. He's a bad dude. He used to play with Buckwheat Zydeco. And we don't have a drummer yet. We're hoping to recruit a new guy playing with us, Mr. Yarmo. He might end up in L.A. Y'all don't know. Y'all hear who about knows, his stories. He's another superhero, Yarmo. You better learn to love that man now. I love him. All right. Because I'm the Reverend.
I'm an excellent player who can just press buttons on the keyboard to start a beat, man.
And that's what we need, a button pusher, baby. Come work the buttons. All right.
Oh, no, that's perfect. So you got two bands right now.
Two bands right now. Mudfoot's and one coming up. And when I get back to L.A. in 2 weeks, I'm going to start recording that album and getting things ready. We got big things coming up. So just look for that Reverend Rooster Kingfish. And
you're leaving Amsterdam again? Amsterdam has to miss you for a year or something again?
I don't know. Judging from everybody walking around with their earplugs in, I think they had enough of me. All right. I only come out here for 2 months out of the year, only because that's all Amsterdam can take. Last time I was here, I ended up draining all the canals. I ain't even know what I did wrong, but all the canals had parted. Because you know I'm a Reverend, and while Moses parted the sea, I found a way to make all the water lead to canals. Oh, all right.
Oh, I love this guy, man. So, Russo, can you tell me how you ride your bike in Amsterdam?
I ride it from the left-hand side. I ride my bike butt-naked. No, I don't do that. What I do is, see, y'all got... In Los Angeles, we got a big traffic problem. Cars everywhere. Everywhere look and see cars.
I've seen this video on YouTube or something during Thanksgiving where you see the two big traffic lanes in L.A. Or maybe it's just one of the...
No, it's one four. Two four-lane highways, and they're completely clogged.
And it's dark, and you see all the cars, the and there's almost no movement, but it's just full of cars. It's fucking crazy.
That is called gridlock, and it causes driving anger. So while I have anger issues, and I work my way through it, mostly hump my horn because I'm in my own...
We all do.
But when you're in a compartmentalized car, and you're in your own little cubicle, you get lost in your own thoughts. So the anger is a little more compounded, I think. Here's what I do to relieve it. When I'm riding my bike in Amsterdam, and all y'all start clogging the lanes with your bikes, you hear a man come behind you yelling, going, "Look out now, I'm blind! I can't see nothing now! Look out! I crash in there now! Uh-oh!" When you hear that, that's me behind you. Get on out the way. Well, I'm moving fast.
No, I think, cycling is always better, man. I remember when I didn't have my driver's license yet, and I got it pretty late. I was always wondering, why do people behind the wheel of the car, why do they always get so pissed, man? Relax. But once I got my driver's license, once I started driving a car, I was like...
You get it.
You get frustrated behind the wheel, man. I don't know why, but...
The key is to find a way to turn that frustration into happiness. And that's really hard because it means you got to really take a close look at yourself right at that point of being angry and go, okay, what do I get out of this? Oh, you got this heart problem. Go around the motherfucker. Find a way to get around him if he's bothering you that much. And that's what I do. You know, and even on the bike, I find a funny way because if they're laughing when they get out of the way because they really think I am blind, but by the time I pass them, they're laughing in the wake because they realize I'm not blind. And so it's kind of funny. I get to laugh. They get to laugh. No one's feelings are hurt. And still, I was moving down the lane nice and fast. Alright.
Okay, so you cycle blind, but do you also drive blind?
Of course I drive while blind, you know. Who don't drive their bike while blind? Which reminds me of another song I used to know.
I know.
A song by ZZ Top. They
yes,
had wrote
it is.
A song. I cover this song with my band, Mudfoot. Look for Mudfoot.
So we got ZZ Top arrested for driving while blind. So you cannot get on your bike while blind, but don't get in your car while blind because you might hurt others.
That's right. If that didn't do you to your soul, you ain't got
You're
no
so
soul.
You're so lucky we can curse on the radio here, man.
Yeah, doggone right. I was happy about them shits.
Yeah, man. It's amazing. I love it. I can't wait to get to America and think of all the things that I can't say over there, man.
They call it freedom. It freedom when you can't wait to go there to say of all the things you can't say.
Free. Yeah. So... Russo, you just told me that ZZ Top is like Texas blues, and you have all the other blues. So what are the Delta blues?
Like Delta blues?
What are how do you say it? Ken Merker? Bettin, help me. Ken Merker.
What are the characteristics of the Texas blues
versus Delta blues? You know, I'm going to say Texas blues is more ba-boom, ba-bap, ba-boom, ba-bap, where Delta blues is more like boom, boom, bap, boom, boom.
It's more, yeah, it's slower.
Yeah, it's more slow and laid back, and it's how you play in the pocket. Texas blues, you're riding on top of it like you're riding a horse. Like that. That's how you work it out now. Y'all work it out.
So, Russo, do you like whiskey?
Love! Oh, I love me some whiskey. I love me some whiskey. It helps my voice get like this. But I really love champagne and reefer. I love me some champagne and reefer.
So you prefer champagne over whiskey?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, you do.
You got bubbles all in your throat now. Okay, when you get bubbles in your throat, that ain't a bad thing now. I say bubbly, bubbly, bubbly to everybody. Say that 5 times.
I want to end with champagne reefer because that's the bomb track.
Dude, that's what we're gonna do.
I also want to play some John Lee Hooker because that's one of my personal favorite blues singers.
What song is your favorite song by John Lee that you got there?
Well, I got one bourbon.
One scotch. You know it. And one beer.
I always think during the song that he says one bill.
No, he has many bills if he's drinking that kind of alcohol. He got many bills.
But he's sometimes he says like a one bill.
Maybe he's gay and Bill is his, you know, one scotch, one bourbon, one bill?
Really?
Bill, hey, teach his own, baby. I ain't mad at you if I like to ride the train that way. I ain't mad at you. Go on ahead now. Go on.
So just having fun in the studio, guys.
We just riffing, man.
So yeah, you know that Bill in Dutch is buttocks.
Somebody told me it was Willem. Oh, Lord, that mess, everything's confusing. I ain't know where I am now. Maybe just better play another song.
I think we have to play one more song. Well, one more song, we're going to play more songs, but let's just start with Johnny Hooker. Do you have any special relationship with Johnny Hooker?
I saw his picture once. That's about all I got. And let me tell you, he ain't even look at my picture because he died on me before he could look at it.
That's
wrong. You can't not look at the Reverend when I got something to say.
So here comes John Lee Hooker met one bourbon, one scotch, and one Bill. Beer. Bill, beer.
She gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Olay. One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. And then I sit there, getting high, mellow, knocked out, feeling good. And by that time, I looked on the wall, at the old clock on the wall. By that time, it was 10:30 then. I looked down the bar, at the bartender. Said, what do you want, Johnny? One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Well, my baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. Baby, sir, night of Olay. I wanna get drunk, get her off of my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one bill. And I sat there, getting high, stoned, knocked out. And by that time, I looked on the wall at the old clock again. And by that time, was a 1:45. The last call for alcohol. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, what do you want? Well, one bourbon, one scotch, and one bill.
Yes, those drinks make you pee, don't it?
Lord have mercy, gotta shake it out every couple of minutes.
Hey, Rooster, why do you sing the blues?
I sing the blues because I was hurt.
When did you got hurt?
They hurt me when I was a young man coming out. First thing happened, I come out of my mom. The doctor hit me for no reason and went on ahead and spanked me. What's that all about? I did nothing to the doctor. But here, beating on the young rooster. So I cried because it cut me deep. And they tried to sell me cheap. And they didn't give me nothing good to eat. So give me the blues. Everyone gets the blues because you live. From the moment you're born to the moment you die. You know when you're born, you're going to die. That's your destiny. It's your destiny.
Everyone's blue sometimes.
And it's okay. And everybody got bad times where they hurt. The only bonus is I can sing about it. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be mad. Just don't spend a lot of time doing that. You don't say, okay, I'm sad because such and such died. Or I'm mad because this guy did this. Spend a little time with it and find a way to put a positive on it and move on. And this is how I do it, through playing music. I'm hurt, too. Everybody's hurt. We all got hurt somewhere. But how you fix it is if you could turn that negative into a positive. And you could turn any negative into a positive. There's nothing that's not negative you can't turn to. You got to look hard sometimes. Because sometimes it's as simple as, you know what? I still got my health. That could be as simple as that. You know, you may have a car accident. You're all bummed out. Money. You still got your health. You can still see. You can still taste. Don't forget those basic essentials, you know? That's why I got the blues.
They don't call him reverend for nothing.
Lord, I knows what I'm talking about. Because I've been to the Amsterdam, and I've seen all the grots. So I knows what I'm talking about. All right.
Oh, my God. We got ourselves another singer here. Well, not in the studio, but I got some ready on the playback. So I got B.B. King, and he's going to tell us why he sings blues. So let's go, B.B. King, the king of blues. Let's go.
Everybody wanna know why I'm singing the blues.
Oh yeah, that was the BB King, the King of Blues, Why He Sings the Blues. Well, that was a beautiful story. I think we also have a very beautiful story, Rooster. What's our story? What do we want to bring to the people?
Let me bring this to all the people is here. There are a lot of people is out there listening. And I like to say this. This next song that was fond of me, I wrote this one called Coming Round the Mountain. Now, here's a little story behind it. This never really happened to me, but I always envisioned if I had the blues, this would happen to me because I keep getting happy all the damn time, so I ain't got time to be blue. But anyways, so I'm at this girl's house, right? And her husband come home. Now, when her husband come, he obviously ain't happy, and he catching me jump out the window. So this song called Coming Round the Mountain is me running off a mountain street over in Pasadena. This really didn't happen, but a lot of people think it did. So who am I to break the myth? Did it happen? Did it not happen? Coming Round the Mountain.
You never know. Reverend Rooster Kingfish and the other mules would come around the mountain based on a true story. Or maybe we never know.
We just don't know. Y'all live it in your mind. That's why I tell you, listen to the song in the bathroom by yourself with the lights out. Y'all do your own pictures in your head.
Okay, well, so we got a little less like 5 minutes left, so I want to play Champagne and Reefer, but first, I want to thank Rooster for coming out.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to ask you, and I think my listeners also want to know, where can we find you? Where can we find your music? Where can we buy your CD? Because we all want to have it.
Well, if you see me personally, come get the CD from me. I'll sign it for you. You can also buy the CD on CD Baby, iTunes, And you can also buy the album on Spotify. All right. Dig deep, throw some money at it, baby. All right.
Well, you don't even have to buy the album on Spotify. You just have to have an abonnement on Spotify. So you can just listen it right now on Spotify. So let's go.
Yep, go to Spotify, buy it, and listen to it butt naked while you're in the bathroom. All right.
All right. And let's explain a little bit of our vision that we talked about at my house a few days ago. What's our vision, man?
The vision is Mudfoot is a starting out new band. And while we have a lot of our songs already written, we don't have a steady drummer. So looking at Yarmo's bebop skills and the fact the man know how to push a button, you should see his fingers, ladies. Lord have mercy, you saw his finger, be in love with him. He's a good-looking man, but he can push a button, too. So I'm having pushed the buttons on the drum machine. We come in L.A., we're going to hit the clubs, and all I can say is pay attention to your social, to Yarmo's social media page as well as the Mudfoot and the other mules for updates, because you will see shows and videos and all the other stupid antics that we do. And you can see what I look like. Or you can go to YouTube. That's right, YouTube. Pull up a video of the other mules.
Go look up the other mules, please, because the music is great. But if you want to see Reverend Rooster Kingfish somewhere in Amsterdam, you will hear him. So
probably be Wednesday at the Waterhole. I'm thinking right now Wednesday I'll be at the Waterhole trying to dry everything up, because, you know, I always put the opposite on it. All right.
So Wednesday at the Waterhole. Woensdag Waterhole kan je Reverend Rooster Kingfish zien spelen. En anders zoek hem even op Facebook. Alles The Other Mules, Rooster Kingfish of anders Yarmo FM. Ik ga ook alles delen van deze man. Dus het komt helemaal goed. We're gonna finish with my opinion, your best record. It's like the Rooster Kingfish version of One Bourbon, One Scotch.
Yeah.
But a bit with a bit more luxury involved. Let me say it like that.
Since weed's legal in Amsterdam and California, Los Angeles, smoke them if you got them, baby. And if you got some champagne to wash it down with that. All right.
Okay, so the final song is going to be Champagne and Reefer from The Other Mules, a.k.a. Reverend Rooster Kingfish. So, Rooster, one more time, thank you so much for coming. I wish we could. I wish we had longer, because we can just talk all day and have fun here in the studio.
We'd be here for years.
Okay, thank you to Bettine for having us and being here and for translating the English word that I can.
Characteristic.
Hartstikke bedankt dat jullie allebei waren. It was a very touching moment. So let's just go to the last song, Champagne and Reefer from Reverend Rooster Kingfish. You can announce it yourself, because I love your voice so much.
All right, we're going to hear Champagne and Reefer, originally written by Muddy Waters. This is sung by the Reverend Rooster Kingfish and the Other Mules.
All right.
Well, we are.
I lay my head down on my baby's breast. Say you know, Kingfish, you the man. I'm